With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Nothing set in stone just yet, but President Trump says he is open to a meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin without Ukraine's leader. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After Putin said he hopes to meet next week with Donald Trump, possibly in the United Arab Emirates, a White House official said the Russian leader would need to also agree to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky. But late Thursday afternoon, President Trump said he would meet with Putin even if Putin won't meet with Zelensky. Moscow is facing a Trump administration deadline to show progress toward ending the three-year-old war with Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Austin, GOP lawmakers continue their attempts to withdraw, or rather redraw, Texas congressional districts, but Democrats have fled the state. Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker faced a similar revolt in 2011 when 14 Democrats fled that state in protest.
We had almost identical circumstances. 14 Senate Democrats left the state. Ironically, where'd they go? Illinois. They went over the state line to Illinois, in our case, not as far away as Texas is, but that's where many of them are now, in Illinois. And they went there to block a quorum.
He adds it could be a lot of trouble down the road for the Democrats.
If that's the case, like lawmakers did from Wisconsin, I say that qualifies as abandonment. If you're not going to fulfill the number one responsibility of a lawmaker, be it in Congress or in the State House, that's the vote. If you're not going to vote for the rest of your term, I think that qualifies as abandoning your job.
The governor was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. A judge stopping government contractors in five states from sending hazardous waste to a Michigan landfill. Decision follows a year of legal challenges by Detroit area communities concerned about possible environmental damage. This is SRN News. In Indiana, a music teacher will get his day in court.
John Kluge is a Christian, and he will not refer to transgender students by their preferred pronouns, opting instead to simply call them by their name. The Brownsburg Community School Corporation responded by forcing him out of his job, then asked that his ensuing lawsuit be dismissed. But the U.S. Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals has rejected the request, granting the teacher his right to place his case before a jury on grounds that his constitutional rights were violated. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservative Karol Nawrocki has been inaugurated as Poland's new president, casting doubt on the viability of the liberal government of Prime Minister Donald Tusk. Nawrocki is pro-life, and he staunchly opposes the LGBT agenda, and his supporters say he embodies the traditional patriotic values they grew up with in Poland. This is SRN News. The average mortgage rate's dropping to a four-month low.
Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.63%. That's the lowest level since early April and just shy of its low for the year. Mortgage rates have fallen 3 weeks in a row. The latest pullback reflects a sharp drop in long-term bond yields, which lenders use as a benchmark for pricing home loans. Even so, mortgage rates remain relatively close to their highs this year of around 7%. That's helped keep the housing market in a deep sales slump. I'm Alex Vega.
Millions of Americans saving for retirement through 401k accounts might have the option of putting their money in a higher-risk private equity and cryptocurrency investments. That's the word from an executive order signed by President Trump Thursday. It would give those financial players long-sought access to a pool of funds that could be worth trillions. More details at srnnews.com.